This is Wade Renfrew, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Russian punk protest group Pussy Riot released a music video savaging the country's prosecutor general, the Russian criminal justice system, and wrongdoing in his office. As part of an initiative to make military service more appealing and family-friendly, Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has created a pilot program that will pay for troops to have their reproductive cells, sperm, and eggs preserved. With Senator Ted Cruz taking 28% of the Iowa vote and Senator Marco Rubio 23%, each vastly surpassed results for any other Latino candidate in any previous U.S. presidential contest. Walmart has sued Puerto Rico, claiming an unfair, onerous tax burden where a tax has been added to goods to ship to the island from the U.S. mainland. The retail chain claims there's a tax of 91.5% of its net income there. Wells Fargo has agreed to pay $1.2 billion to settle claims that they were involved in reckless lending under a Federal Housing Administration program, forcing a government insurance fund to clean up the mess. A judge in Kentucky ruled that the Federal National Labor Relations Act prohibits a county government from enacting a right-to-work ordinance. The decision invalidates a law passed by a dozen counties in the state that freed non-union employees from any legal obligation to pay fees to a union that bargains collectively on their behalf. Some 87% of likely New Hampshire primary voters aged 18 to 29 said they would vote for Mr. Sanders in the state's primary, compared to 13% to Mrs. Clinton, according to a UMass Lowell poll conducted in February. Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, who sought refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden, has been arbitrarily detained in violation of international law, a United Nations Human Rights Panel has concluded. Two marijuana analysts and investment firms released a summary report that appeared to confirm that the industry has become a gold rush. National legal sales of cannabis grew to $5.4 billion in 2015, up from $4.6 billion in 2014. According to the firms based in San Francisco and Washington, demand is expected to remain strong this year with a forecast of $6.7 billion in legal sales. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.